Indiana's home for classic hits. AM 1450 WDAD and 100.3 FM.
Vodka. recognition of things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend, best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you
It's an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAD, 100.3 FM, and streaming at WDADradio.com. High school boys basketball, Indiana versus Gateway. Tonight's game is sponsored by Indiana Regional Medical Center, ClimaShield, 5-Star Mitsubishi, the Allied Milk Producers, Sheasley Electric, Friends of Jim Struzzi, sponsored by Indigo, Luther Ford Lincoln, Crimson Wealth Management, by the Indiana Area School District, Friends of Joe Pittman, the Indiana Moose Lodge 174, S&T Bank, Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning, by the Law Office of Patrick Doherty, and by Bob's Pizza. Now let's go courtside for an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAD, 100.3 FM, and at WDADradio.com.
Welcome inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth as we have an IRMC High School playoff night. The number 12 seed Indiana Indians will face off against the number 5 seed Gateway Gators. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Pat Doherty, joined tonight by Tony Cacogna. Tony, I know you're normally doing IUP games, but I appreciate you jumping in tonight. Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to it, Doc.
So, you know, this should be a good one tonight, Tony. You know, you got two, you know, highly touted players, Indiana's Aaron Webb and the young man, Mikhail Bruce McCrumman for the Gators. You know, he's a D1 recruit as well. So, you know, what's going to give?
Yeah, exactly. You got two Division I players on the court, one for each team, but Indiana facing a Gateway team that is very athletic, you know, playing on their home court. They got a lot of length, and it's going to be a tough assignment for them, that's for sure.
You know, when you look, Gateway's the number 5 seed coming in. They're 15-7. They're 12-2 in their section in Section 1. Indiana's 13-8 overall, 7-5 in their section. Finished tied for third to get in to the tournament. And really down the stretch, Aaron Webb carried this offense. You know, he had the 49 points against Plum in the clincher to get them in the playoffs, 35 against Shaler in a must-win game. You know, can he replicate that against a team, Gateway, that has been flying high since they've been in section play?
Yeah, we'll see how Gateway's going to come out and defend him tonight. I'm sure there's going to be double teams, and we'll see how Aaron reacts to that and who he's going to find out of that. If it's a situation where he can, you know, move the ball out of the double teams and find open guys, and Indiana could be right in this game. Now, when I saw the bracket, I saw the 12-5 matchup. I thought there's always a 12-5 upset in the NCAA tournament. Let's get one here tonight.
Yeah, why not here? So we're going to have so much for you here on tonight's pregame show. Tonight's game is presented by IRMC, as always. We're going to have an interview with Senior Drew Brocious, and that's coming up here on the pregame show. We're about 7.5, 8, 10 minutes out, so we're going to take a break. And we'll be back with more of the IRMC pregame show after this.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Winter's here, and so are salt, slush, and muddy footprints. If your floors are looking tired, give them a finish that can handle the season. ClimaShield Floor Coatings is locally owned with years of expertise in residential and commercial floor coatings. We transform ugly, stained, and damaged concrete into a clean, durable, and safe surface that's easy to maintain. Perfect for the holidays and beyond. Free estimates available now. Call 412-796-8787. That's 412-796-8787.
You train hard. You push limits. You show up every day. Now give your body the protein it needs to recover and come back stronger. Whole Milk delivers 8 grams of complete high-quality protein in every 8-ounce glass with nutrients that support muscle repair, hydration, and energy. Skip the powders and mystery shakes. From your morning smoothie to your post-workout recovery, Whole Milk is protein that works as hard as you do.
When the game is on the line, the Indiana High Indians bring the energy, and so does Sheasley Electric. For years, Sheasley Electric has been a proud part of this community, keeping homes bright and businesses running. When you need reliable electrical service, call the hometown team that never stops delivering. Sheasley Electric, proud sponsors of Indiana basketball and the electrifying player of the game. So stay tuned after the final buzzer to hear who lit up the court. Sheasley Electric, PA license number 5950.
This is State Representative Jim Struzzi. I have been honored to serve the people of the 62nd Legislative District in Indiana County, and I am pleased to announce that I will be running for re-election. I'd like to personally invite you to join me on the first day of petition signing this Tuesday, February 17th. I'll be at the Indiana Elks Lodge located at 475 South 13th Street from 4 to 6 p.m. This is your chance to stop by and sign my petition as I continue working hard for the Commonwealth. Again, that's Tuesday, February 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Indiana Elks.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzzi.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indigobus.com.
And we're back on the IRMC pregame show as Indiana is about ready to take on Gateway. I had a minute to sit down with Indiana senior Drew Brocious. Drew, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, your team, senior year, you guys made the playoffs. What does that mean?
Making playoffs is huge, especially this year. We had a lot of highs, lots of lows, and I think we're definitely a better team than what our record shows. So we're just ready to go down there at Gateway on Tuesday and show everybody what we're made of.
So, you know, going down to Gateway, you know, it's not going to be an easy environment. What do you guys need to do to win tonight?
I think it's just all on fundamentals. They're a great team, but ultimately I think I'm always going to side with my guys. I think we have we put a lot of trust, a lot of faith in Aaron. I think if we just run our sets, everybody does their job, I think we'll have no problem beating Gateway on Tuesday.
You know, obviously this team goes as Aaron carries it, but Darius has been a big factor, and then you got Ty Allison and yourself. You know, you guys are all valuable parts of this team. How have you guys come together to try to figure out, all right, how do we get the ball to Aaron when he needs it, and how do we help him out?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely games where, obviously, Aaron will get hot, like he did the other night against Plum. So obviously we're trying to look for him whenever he's hitting shots. But a lot of times, when you have 6'8 and 6'4 down low, we always have the advantage in the matchup. So Will does a great job setting up our offense, and Ty, just an incredible hustle player. So I just try to do my role on the court, try to be a vocal leader. So I just think that combination of everybody doing their part, I think it's just a great success.
Yeah, you've had a couple games where you've been on fire from three-point land. You know, how does that come to be? Or when you were the game when you hit a bunch, were you feeling it? Or
yeah, I mean, I'm full of confidence. I know when I get on the floor, if I get the opportunity to shoot, I'm gonna let it fly. And once I see one go in, that's a pretty good sign for me. But if I'm not, you know, I'm always just gonna be the guy out there hustling, trying to make a play. I'm not a very selfish player. I'm not trying to light up the scorebooks, but anything I can do to help the team win is what's more important to me.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate your time with us, and best of luck tonight as you guys take on Gateway. Hopefully we'll catch you after.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Drew Brocious. We'll be back with more of the IRMC pregame show after this.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month, equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Whether your goals include college education funding, retirement planning, generating income, or reducing taxes, at Crimson Wealth Management Group, we've got you covered. We make it easy for you to make the right decisions by offering you access to a comprehensive array of investment products and wealth management strategies under one roof. One stop for all your financial needs. Crimson Wealth Management Group is committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Stop in and speak with me, Doug Steve, today. You'll be glad you did. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by Friends of Joe Pittman.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
And welcome back inside the S&T Bank Arena as we are closing in on tip-off of tonight's 5A WPIL playoff game between
the Indiana Indians and the Gateway Gators. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Five Star Mitsubishi of Altoona. Five Star Mitsubishi, it doesn't get any better than this. For Indiana, Ty Allison, he's a 6-foot sophomore, averages 3.7 points per game. Aaron Webb, he's a 6'8 junior, he averages 24 points per game. Number 10 is Drew Brocious, he's a senior, 5'11, he averages 4.8 points per game. At point guard will be number 13, he's a junior, Will Olson, he's 5'9, averages 11 points per game. And the big man in the middle is number 33, Darius Webb, he's 6'4, averages 13.7 points per game, and he is a junior. All right, then we got the Gateway Gators. Gateway, as we said, they're coached by Vern Benson. They come in at 15-7, 12-2 in Section 1. As they turn out the lights on us, Tony, but that's okay. Number 12 is Michael Bruce McCrommon. He's their 6'6 senior, 21.2 points a game. Number 4 is Jax Viveris. He's a senior, 5'11, averages 12.8 points per game. Number 11 is Isaiah Allah. He's a senior. He's a 6'4 forward, averaging 6 points a game. Number 13 is Chris Settles. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 7.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting five is Nehemiah Nichols, 5'10 guard for the Gators. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Star Mitsubishi of Altoona. Well, Tony, what do you think? Good atmosphere, huh?
Yeah, it is. And let's see how Indiana comes out early. We've got Ty Allison is in the lineup. And there's some question whether he was going to play, but Coach Olson came out during warm-ups and kind of tapped him on the shoulder and asked him if he was ready to go, and Ty shook his head. So that's, you know, not a bunch of points there, but that's the defense on the perimeter that you really need.
Yeah.
Now let's see if IEP attacks early. Darius Webb against their guy inside.
Yeah, and, you know, where Indiana has had success is breaking down double teams and finding Darius underneath.
Right.
So that he's able to get easy layups early. And if they can get him going, this Indiana offense will be more of a two-headed monster.
Right, but tough assignment for Indiana's guards tonight. They're going to see pressure probably all over the court tonight.
Very athletic Gateway, and, you know, like I said, they've played very well since they've gotten to their section play. So we're about ready to go here. It's going to be Isaiah Allah tipping it up against Darius Webb. And we're underway. Gateway controls. They bring the ball up. And that is Jax Viveris running the point. There's a shot, no good. And it goes out of bounds, it'll go to Indiana. Good defensive series.
Yeah, nice representation here for Indiana tonight.
Really good Indiana contingent here tonight. And Gateway comes out. Will Olson brings it up for Indiana. Gets it to Darius. Lob,
yeah,
out of bounds.
There.
He was trying to get a lob to Aaron, and Aaron kind of got held up. So turnover each way to start this thing.
Yeah, that just play wasn't there that time.
Viveris brings it up for the Gators. Here's McCrommon. Inside to Allah. Back to, and we got a foul. It's going to be a push on Will Olson. That'll be his first, team's first.
It wasn't much of a push there. Let's see if they're going to call that all night.
Well, if they call it each way,
right,
you can live with it. Gateway inbounds it to McCrommon. Dribbles it out, gives it to Viveris at the top. He kicks it over here to Chris Settles. Here's McCrommon up, under, count it.
Nice move.
Here comes Will Olson now. He's guarded by Settles. Gets it to Ty Allison, back to Olsen. On the feed to Darius, up, no good. Rebounded by Viveras. And we're going to have a grab. That's going to be on Drew Brocious. That'll be his first, team second.
Yeah, got beat on the baseline and got caught reaching around.
McCrominn will check it in. Gets it to Viveras. Gets it inside. Knocked away. Covered by Gateway. Shots up. Rebound by Aaron Webb. Indiana looks to run. Here's Will Olson. Kicks it to the corner to Brocious. Down underneath to Darius Webb. Gives it to Aaron. Dribbles. Jumper from the foul line, in and out. No good. Rebounded by the Gators. 2-0. 5:50 to play. Shots up. No good. Saved by Ty Allison to Drew Brocious. Here comes Olsen over the timeline. Gets it to Aaron Webb. Nice on Oak, give and go, but it knocked away. Recovered by the Gators. Another turnover for the Indians. Here's Viveras. He drives. High off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Darius. Here comes Drew Brocious. Gives it to Allison. He looks to drive. Kicks it out to Olsen. Brings it up to the top. Aaron Webb for three. Count it. Three ball by Aaron. Indiana leads 3-2, 4:55 to play here in this first quarter.
And Indiana needed something good to happen there on the offensive end.
And there's a steal. Hits it to Allison on the trail. Layup is good. Ty Allison for two. Indiana leads 5-2 now. Settles, gets it over to Nehemiah Nichols, who gets it back to Viveras at the top. He drives to the foul line. Here's back to Nichols. And we're going to get a foul called on Aaron. They're going to say he was shooting two. That'll be Indiana's third foul. That'll be Aaron Webb's first.
Yeah, we're less than 4 minutes into this and three fouls on Indiana. They got to be a little more careful out on the perimeter.
Did they give that foul?
I thought they gave it to Aaron. No.
They gave it to Brocious. Oh, we'll take that.
Yeah, that's his second.
I wonder if the referee, we're not going to argue with it, but we'll see if they get that fixed. Because I thought it was clearly on Aaron.
Yeah.
First shot is up and no good. Checking into the game is Jace Brocious for his brother Drew. So coach must think it's two on Drew as well. Second shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Aaron. Out to Will Olson. Indiana leads 5-2, 4:15 to play in the first quarter. Here's Darius Webb working inside. And they call a travel. Another turnover by the Indians.
That's three turnovers. Not quite 4 minutes into this.
I think Darius is just trying to do a little bit too much at that point. Here's Viveras for the Gators. He gets it over to McCrominn. Shots up. In and out. Rebounded. Stolen away by Ty Allison. They tried to save it underneath. And
Indiana was lucky there because Aaron got a push there from behind. They didn't call it.
Yes. McCrominn on the breakaway after the steal. Cuts the lead to 5-4. McCrominn has all four for the Gators. Another turnover, Tony.
Yeah, that's four. Can't afford to do that, especially at that point where you're at half court.
Olsen dribbling, trying to find something, gets it across court to Allison into Darius Webb. Up under, it'll stay with the Indians. We should have immediate timeout. Indiana leads 5-4 at 3:09 to play. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, as always, presented by IRMC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
WBAB Indiana.
And we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Indiana leads Gateway 5-4 here in the first round of the WPIL playoffs. 3:09 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I have Indiana 2-for-4, but four turnovers in there.
And they got Drew Brocious already on the bench with two fouls. Will Olson checks it into Darius Webb. Up and good. That's what you want on the inbounds. All right, Gateway brings it down. Here's Viveris with a three ball. Count it. Now they get into their pressure, and there's a steal. And here's McCrommon for two. They've gone into that pressure package now. Indiana gets it over the timeline. Aaron Webb looks to drive. He goes up, and he's going to be fouled. First foul called on Gateway. Let's see who it's on. At zero, so that'll be Nehemiah Nichols. Aaron Webb will go to the line for two. First one's in and out. Indiana trails 9-7, 2:27 to go. Maddox Savagian checks in for the Indians.
And of those five turnovers, two have gone straight to layups. They'll be careful with the ball.
Second shot by Aaron.
Short.
Front end, no good. Tipped away, recovered by the Gators. And they're on the move. Inside to McCrommon. There's a three ball blocked. It'll stay with the Gators.
Guess that's what you call a closeout. Aaron came along the baseline and got that one.
Number 10, Martin Howard, is in the game for the Gators. And number 3 is Jonathan Ward. Here's Ward. He gets it over Viveris. There's Howard. Gets it over to Viveris at the top. There's Ward. And they throw it away. It'll be Indiana's ball.
Indiana crossed them up a little bit there. Went 2-3 zone on them.
Indiana trails 9-7, 1:47 here in the first quarter. Here comes Will Olson now. Gets it into Darius Webb at the high post. Back to Olson. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Savagian. There's Olson looking to work on Viveris. Get the ball to Aaron. Back to Olson. Three ball is up. No good. Rebounded by John Ward. Here's Viveris on the run. And he throws it away. Tipped It'll stay with the Gators. Chris Settles checks back in. He replaces Nehemiah Nichols. Rivera will inbound this ball. Gets it into Ward. Back to Viveras. Floater up. No good. Tip. No good. Rebounded by Savagian for the Indians. Here comes Aaron Webb. Gives it to Jace Brocious. Count it. Three ball. Jace Brocious.
Nice job by Aaron. Setting him up. Getting into the lane. Find the open guy.
In and out by McCrommon, rebounded by Jace Brocious. Here comes Aaron now. 42 seconds here in the first quarter. Indiana leads 10-9. Here's Darius at the top of the key. Gives it back to Aaron, 31 seconds. And it's poked away, and we got a foul called. That's going to be foul on number 10, Howard. That's his first, team second. Indiana inbound the ball on the sideline. There's Jace Brocious.
Yeah, 27 seconds to go. You want this to be the last possession of the quarter.
Here's Aaron Webb. Gets a pick from his brother Darius on the roll. Kick to Savagian. Wide open. Three ball. No good.
Almost. Boy, that thing.
That thing went up and down and just didn't fall. Here comes McCrommon now. Kicks it over. Back to McCrommon. 8 seconds. Settles has it. Gets it back to Viveras. Long range three. No good. After one, Indiana leads 10-9. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC. That's the end of the first quarter, and we'll be back with more of Indiana Basketball after this.
Winter in Pennsylvania can be beautiful, but if your home or business isn't insulated, it can feel brutal. This winter, keep the cold where it belongs, outside. At ClimaShield Spray Foam, we're locally owned with years of experience insulating residential and commercial buildings with high-performance spray foam. Say goodbye to drafts and high energy bills, and hello to real comfort all winter long. Free estimates available now. Call 724-968-4775. That's 724-968-4775. Or visit ClimaShieldSprayFoam.com.
Cold nights don't wait for business hours, and neither does Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. When your heat goes out, Denny and the Anderson's team are there, even after hours, treating your family and your situation like their own. Honest, compassionate, and dependable service calls and repairs. Comfort and safety at home is their focus, and you are their priority. Trust the family that Indiana has trusted for years. Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. 724-465-8923. PA License 677.
AM 1450 WDAD.
All right, Tony, Indiana will have the ball to start the second quarter.
I had them 4-for-7 from the field in the first quarter, but there's 5 turnovers in there, and a couple of them led to breakaway layups.
And there's a foul called on 13, Chris Settles. That'll be his first, team's first in the quarter. Olsen in the backcourt, brings it over the timeline. He's guarded by Settles. Gets it to Darius Webb. Gives it to Aaron Webb. Aaron looks for space. Jumper's up and good. Two ball. Here comes Rivera's. Viveras gets it to Settles.
Oh, wow.
Boy, that looked like Settles was just out of control.
Yeah, that's
out of
what
position.
I thought, too, and that's a tough call against Allison.
That'll be Ty's first. Team's first. Gateway will inbound the ball underneath on the baseline. Viveras checks it in. Gives it over here to Nichols. Back to McCrommon. He gets it over to Settles. Back to McCrommon. Drew Brocious is back in for Indiana. And that's an air ball. Indiana will have possession. 7:05 here in the second quarter. Indiana leads 12-9. Yeah, Gateway gets in their pressure.
So far, Gateway's not impressed me with their perimeter shooting.
Oh, dangerous pass there. Good look. And another turnover travel. There was a lot of contact.
Yeah, and at first I thought they were going to get Darius for an offensive foul. Probably yeah. better off with the turnover on the travel than the offensive foul.
Here comes Viveras. He brings it up the court. Gets it over here to Isaiah Allah. And that is Nichols. Back to McCrommon. He's all the way out at the, almost to the timeline. There's Viveras. There's McCrommon. Looks to go inside. Pulls up. Short. Rebounded by Drew Brocious. There's Olsen. There's Will Olsen with a jumper. Not the prettiest thing, but we'll take it. Indiana leads 14-9. 6:05, and we got a timeout by Gateway. It's going to be a full timeout, and we'll take one with you. You're watching Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Hi, this is State Representative Jim Struzzi. As I begin the process of running for re-election, I wanted to personally invite you to stop by and see me on the first day of petition signing, Tuesday, February 17th. I'll be at the Indiana Elks Lodge from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a great opportunity to say hello, have a quick conversation, and sign my petition as I continue working on behalf of the 62nd District. Again, that's Tuesday, February 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Indiana Elks, 475 South 13th Street in Indiana.
Paid by friends of Jim Struzzi.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, here's Viveras. He throws it, tipped away by Allison, but the Gators will control. 5:51, Indiana leads 14-9 yeah, here in the second quarter.
Gateway took that timeout. I think they said, you know what, let's get our big guy, Bruce McCrommon, to touch the ball. He's hardly touched the ball any in the, since early in the first quarter.
Yeah, there's a couple steals, and otherwise he's been kept in check. Here's McCrommon now. Viveras with a three ball. Looks good. That's his second three of the night. Here's Aaron Webb on the pressure breaker. He gets knocked down to the ground. They're going to call travel. How is that not a push, Tony?
Looked like a push from behind. No call.
And the turnovers continue to mount for Indiana.
That's seven now.
Oh, now what, the officials are going to talk about this? I've
never seen this either. Let's see what they're going to do here.
Yeah, they're going to get it right. They're going to get this right. This will be real interesting. Number three is going to check in John Ward. He checks in for the Gators. If they overturn this call, this place might go crazy.
If I was a coach.
Now, granted, it's the right call. And
right.
Their coach is not happy at all.
Right. It's going to be Indiana's ball. That's the correct call. I've never seen the officials get together like that, though, 10 seconds after the plays are.
Right. But, that's a good job on these officials.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll give them credit on that.
So they need to call a foul on somebody.
Right. And they did. Let's see who they called it on for the Gators.
Called it on four.
That'll be John Viveras. His first, that's the team's second. 14-12 now, Indiana leads. Here comes Will Olsen, gets it over the timeline. They jump and trap him. And now that looked like a turnover.
Sure did.
The referee nearest said it was tipped. I think Indiana got a break there.
Well, you know, Gateway's bench didn't go too nuts over there.
No, and they're right there as well. Here's Jace Brocious. Oh, knocked away. And they're going to call a foul now on Jace. That'll be his first. That'll be the team's second. But as you talked about coming into the game, Tony, these Gateway guards have really turned up the defensive intensity the last couple possessions.
Yeah, and then they come out with the half-court trap there in the last couple possessions.
Here's McCrommon in the middle. Gets it over to Ward. Down low. Knocked away by Allison. They're trying to get it to Isaiah Allah. Viveris will check it in under his baseline. And they throw it backcourt to Ward. He gathers it and brings it over. Here's Settles. Gets it to Viveris. Down underneath to Allah. Over to Settles.
Indiana back in the zone.
Yeah. Here's McCrommon from the corner. Gives it back to Viveris. He drives. Penetrates. Hands it down and one. So Allah, Isaiah Allah is going to get the two. And the foul is going to be called on the Indians. That's going to be on Ty Allison. That'll be his second. That'll be the team's third. Allah will go to the line to shoot one.
And that was a good job by Viveris getting into the middle of the zone and distributing from there.
Up and good. Gateway takes the lead 15-14. And they're into their press. Aaron Webb throws it to Will Olson. He gets it up the floor. Over to Jace Brocious. Short. No good.
I don't know if that was partially blocked or
it
what happened
like
there.
It looked like it was. Here comes McCrommon. Shot is up and good. Timeout, Indiana, and we'll take one with you. Gateway 17, Indiana 14. 4:09 to play. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
WDAD Indiana.
And we're back here in the second quarter, 4:09 to play. Gateway leads Indiana 17-14. And Tony, it's really been Gateway's defensive intensity has picked up dramatically here in this quarter.
Yeah, they started scoring, first of all. So when you score, you can get into your press. And then they've been using the half-court trap. It's an 8-0 run now for them right now.
And they went to it again, and Will outbeat them. Wide open for Brocious. Three ball, Drew Brocious. Gives it underneath. Back to Viveris, over to Ward. Picks up his dribble, back to Viveris. They swing it.
Travel.
That was Chris Settles, and he didn't settle.
That's the fourth turnover for Gateway.
And we're going to have a media timeout. We're tied. Indiana 17, Gateway 17. 3:39 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Whether your goals include college education funding, retirement planning, generating income, or reducing taxes, at Crimson Wealth Management Group, we've got you covered. We make it easy for you to make the right decisions by offering you access to a comprehensive array of investment products and wealth management strategies under one roof. One stop for all your financial needs. Crimson Wealth Management Group is committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Stop in and speak with me, Doug Steve, today. You'll be glad you did. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
You train hard, you recover harder. So why settle for empty fuel? Whole milk delivers 8 grams of complete protein, plus healthy fats to help you absorb key vitamins, all in one powerful natural package. Calcium for bones, B vitamins for energy, and that rich, creamy taste? That's just a bonus. Whole milk is the recovery fuel you've been sleeping on. Go all in with whole milk for whole nutrition. Brought to you by the Allied Milk Producers.
AM 1450 WDAD.
And welcome back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. We have a tied game here, Tony. 2:39 to play in the second.
Yeah, last possession there. Indiana gets it in the deep corner there to Aaron Webb, and he finds Drew Broch at the top of the key for a wide open three.
And Gateway's in their press again. Gets it to Aaron in the corner. Here's Drew over to Darius. Gets it over to Olsen. He beats everybody down the floor and pulls it back out. Here's Will. He gets it to Jace Brochus. Steal by Viveris on the cross-court pass. He goes up. Layup good.
Another turnover for a layup.
All right, here comes Olsen now. They got to get the ball to Aaron Webb. He's not touched the ball the last couple times down. Olsen up and under. Good. That's 4 for Will on the night. Here come the Gators. There's McCrawman with a 3 ball. In and out, no good. Rebound by Aaron, tipped out to Jace Brochus, back to Aaron. Here comes Will Olsen. 2:34 to play, 19-19 here in the second quarter. Here's Aaron Webb. He drives, goes up, lays it up, gets his own rebound, goes up. Oh, my. Foul called.
Three different people fouled him. I didn't think he was going to get the call.
It seemed like a delayed foul, but it's going to be on number 11, Isaiah Allah. That'll be his first, team's third. Aaron Webb's going to go to the line.
Well, good job, Aaron, staying with that. Missed the first one. Got his own rebound in a crowd.
First one's up and good. Sabajian and Ty Allison check back in. Second one's up and good. Indiana takes a 21-19 lead. 2:22 to play here in the second. Here's Viveris. Gets it over to McCrawman. He gets it over to Viveris. He looks to drive and he's fouled by Sabajian. It's Maddox's first, team's fourth.
And Indiana went back to man on that possession.
Here's Viveris. Gets it over to Allah. Here's McCrawman. Dumps it in to Ward. Looks to go back door. Three by Viveris. Off the mark. We're going to have a foul going down. That's going to be on Allah.
1 thing Indiana's done very well tonight is the defensive boards. They've been cleaning them up.
That's Allah's second, team's fourth. Drew Brochus checks in for Sabajian. They're trying to limit Drew on defense so he doesn't pick up that third foul. All right, into Aaron Webb, into the middle. Here's over to Darius, over to Brochus. Short jumper, no good, off the back iron. Darius fights for it. Here come the Gators on the tipped away by Ty Allison from behind. Gators retain possession. A good hustle by Ty.
Yeah, breaking up transition.
And let's see, number 15, he's new into the lineup. That is Khalid Harper. Here's Harper now out in the wing. He dribbles. He's guarded by Olsen. Gets it over to Viveris. Poked out of bounds by Ty Allison. How many times have we said that tonight? He's been very active on the defensive end.
Very active with his hands.
McCrommon will inbound the ball. 1:21 to play. Here's Harper. Gets it down to McCrommon. Elbow. Shot good.
And foul.
And a foul.
I think they got Aaron on the foul.
Yep. That was a nice turnaround jumper from the elbow by McCrommon. And they did get it on Aaron. That'll be Aaron's second foul. Team's fifth, so Gateway will shoot. It was a shooting foul anyway, but moving forward, they'll shoot on every one. Shots up and good. 22-21, Indiana trails now to the Gators. And Will Olson at midcourt gets it over to Aaron. There's Drew from the corner, no good. Good rebound, and they're going to go the other way. McCrommon got the rebound. They're going to shoot two now. 1 minute to play. Gateway leads 22-21. Will Olson's second foul. Bruce McCrommon goes to the line. First one's up and good. Second shot is up, and that one's good as well. So McCrommon's got 13 so far for the Gators. 24-21. 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Now Gateway goes zone. It's like a 1-2-2.
Yes. Got to find a way to get this ball to Aaron. 31 seconds. Aaron comes and gets it from Will Olson. He looks to drive. Kicks it under to Darius. Back to Olson. 22 seconds to play. Indiana's going to hold for the last shot, it looks like. Here's Olson. Gets it out to Aaron Webb. 13 seconds now. And he turns it over. It's going to be a jump ball, and it'll be Gateway's ball on the alternating possession.
5.1 to go.
Aaron dribbled it off his foot. Jace Brocious checks into the lineup for replaces Will Olson. 5.1, 24-21, Gateway with the lead.
No fouls here. Doesn't give them anything easy.
Yeah, foul puts them to the line. They get it to McCrommon. Aaron went for the steal and missed. Here's a three ball at the buzzer. No good. Our halftime score, Gateway leads Indiana 24-21. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after this. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We all know life can get tough. Maybe it's a legal battle you never saw coming, a criminal charge, a family dispute, or planning for the future. In those moments, you need someone who truly cares. I'm Patrick Doherty. I've spent my career standing beside good people through difficult times. Whether it's criminal defense, real estate, estate planning, or family law, my wife Amy and I are here to fight and guide you forward. When life gets tough, you don't have to face it alone. Call the gold-winning team of the Law Office of Patrick Doherty.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Do you know that it costs 57 cents a mile to drive your vehicle? That's over $8 for a short 15-mile trip. Here's the good news. Indigo gets you around with fares starting at $1.75 and only $4 all day. Indigo is perfect for work, one-car families, and running errands. Check out Indigo's shared ride program for seniors and services for people with disabilities. Learn more at indigobus.com. Hop on, save cash, and visit indiegobus.com.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month, equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition, now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down, and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Classic Hits 1450.
WDAD.
And welcome back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. We're at halftime. Indiana trails Gateway 24-21. Tony, you know, I think the key so far to this game is the turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Indiana with 9 turnovers, and at least 3 of them have gone right around the other way for layups.
When we look at the scoring here for Gateway, really, Bruce McCrumman, he's got 13. Viveras has 8, and Allah has 3. Indiana's a little bit more spread out. You got Aaron Webb with 7. Let's see. Will Olson has 4. Jace Brocious has 3. Drew Brocious has 3. And Darius Webb only has 2, and Ty Allison has 2. They got to try to get the ball into Darius a little bit more, I would think.
Yeah, they tried to do it early, had not a good possession on it early in the game, and let's see if they come out in the second half and try to get it back in there down low and take some of the pressure off the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Coach Andy Lansbury at halftime, you're down 3, you know, you're right in this thing.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, if I'm on the road, I'm up against the 5 seed, I'm the 12 seed. Coming in here, yeah, I'm real happy. I'm down 3 at halftime and, you know, just cut down the turnovers in the second half. Indiana, I thought, has played pretty good half-court defense. I think they've made Gateway take some bad shots, especially early in the game. Let's see what they come out. And I think that the switching back and forth from zone to man-to-man has confused them a little bit too.
Yeah, and, you know, I think Indiana, they got to feel good. Hey, listen, we're right here. They've weathered the storm a little bit on the athleticism and, you know, if Indiana can just protect the basketball, they got a good fighting chance. I've been told by our studio we got some people tuned in from Phoenix and from, I believe, Denver on the live stream tonight.
Wow.
So we appreciate them tuning in, as always. We will be back with more of our halftime show, Indiana Trails Gateway 24-21. We're about 5.5 minutes from the second half. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back after these commercial messages.
Need a snack that's high in protein and low on effort? Reach for cottage cheese, the most versatile thing in your fridge. Scoop it on toast, stir it into smoothies. Top it with berries or honey, even hot sauce. Whether you're going sweet or savory, cottage cheese fits the bill with up to 14 grams of protein per serving. It's creamy, it's satisfying. It's basically your kitchen secret weapon.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose Kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Hey, pizza lovers. The team from Bob's Pizza wants to give a big shout-out and a slice of good luck to the Indiana basketball teams as they compete on the hardwood in the playoffs. To these amazing athletes and coaches, Bob's Pizza is sending you all the positive vibes and encouragement. Bob's believes in your passion, dedication, and teamwork. And to the listeners, why not pick up some Bob's Pizza or a famous Wapaho sub today? Bob's Pizza and playoff basketball, a winning combination. Good luck, Indiana, from your friends at Bob's Pizza.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Winter's here, and so are salt, slush, and muddy footprints. If your floors are looking tired, give them a finish that can handle the season. ClimaShield Floor Coatings is locally owned with years of expertise in residential and commercial floor coatings. We transform ugly, stained, and damaged concrete into a clean, durable, and safe surface that's easy to maintain. Perfect for the holidays and beyond. Free estimates available now. Call 412-796-8787. That's 412-796-8787.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth about 2 minutes before half. Tony, what adjustments do you think Indiana needs to make here to make a run here in the second half?
Take care of the basketball. I think that's the big thing. You've been pretty good when you've been taking care of the basketball. You just can't be giving them anything easy, just turning the live ball turnovers to go the other way. The other thing here in the second half, Indiana is going to be, the backdrop to their basket is going to be Gateway student section, probably a couple hundred screaming students there.
Yeah, and, you know, tune that out, but Aaron Webb's got to get going.
You know,
7 points in the first half, not bad, but they need more out of him if they're going to have a fighting chance here in the second half.
Well, they make it really hard for, they come out and they really press the perimeter, and they make it hard for the guards to get off those passes and find Aaron.
All right, we'll be back with the second half coming up. Indiana Trails Gateway 24-21. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
I'm State Senator Joe Pittman, wishing all students who participate in extracurricular activities every success in the classroom and on the field. The teamwork and leadership skills you learn today will serve you and our entire community well in the years ahead. We need future leaders prepared to step forward and make our region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm proud of the work and effort you are putting forth. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the season.
Paid for by friends of Joe Pittman.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
And we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Indiana inbounds the ball to start the half. Gets it over to Darius Webb. Now Aaron Webb has it. He looks to gain some space and gets nothing. Dribbles back out. Gives it to Olsen. Olsen drives. Kicks it out to Drew Brocious. Three ball is up and good. Drew Brocious.
Nice job by Will getting into the defense.
Here comes the Gators now. They have Bruce McCrommon. Guarded by Aaron Webb. Kicks it over to Viveris. He drives the key. Up. No good. Tip. Knocked around. No good. Rebounded, but knocked away by Aaron. Here come the Indians. We're going to have a foul called on the Gators. Good job by Aaron Webb there to get that ball. And Nehemiah Nichols with that foul. That is his second, I believe. That'll be the team's first. Here comes Will Olson now, guarded by Settles. Aaron Webb gets it over to Drew Brocious, to Ty Allison. Inside to Darius at the top of the key. He looks to roll. Ty Allison from three, no good, back iron. Rebounded by McCrawman. Here come the Gators. Here's Settles, drives baseline, nothing doing. Back to McCrawman, three ball up and good.
He did a nice job there, just drifting to the open spot.
Here's Olson now. He drives to the lane, creates contact. Rebound by Allison, back to Olson now. There's a screen. He looks to drive. Here's Aaron Webb, three ball. Yes, Aaron Webb. 27-27, 6:08 to play in this third quarter. Gators have the ball. That's Viveris. He gets it over to Nichols. Gets it to McCrawman into the corner. Settles, drives, layup, no good. Rebound by Allah. Will Olson gets it over, gets it to Ty Allison. Darius was wide open. They couldn't get it to him. Aaron Webb with the ball, guarded by McCrawman. Gives it to Drew Brocious. Down to Darius on the block. Here comes Drew. Drives baseline. Gets stopped. Gets it out to Olson. Floater is up. Back iron, no good. Rebounded by Aaron Webb. Shots up. In and out. Rebounded by Darius. And let's see, we got a foul called. It's be on the floor. Good possession by the Indians there.
They've done a really good job, well, except for the last one down there, the offensive rebound they gave up. They've done a really good job on the boards.
That's Allah's third foul. He's going to go to the bench. And looks like Howard checks in.
The illegal screen.
Yep. They were trying to get Aaron open. Darius gets called with the illegal screen. That'll be his first.
10th turnover.
That'll be the first of the team fouls. Gateway leads 29-27, just under 5 minutes to play here in the third. Here's Viveris, gets it over to McCrawman, back to Viveris. Here's Settles. Back to Settles. Gets it over to Nichols. Down to Howard. Here's Viveris, three ball. Good. 32-27 now, Gateway leads. Here comes Will Olson. He gets poked away from behind. Here's Nichols on the layup, and it's good.
Timeout, Indiana.
Indiana's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with you. Gateway leads 34-27, 4:14 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
AM 1450 WDAD.
All right, Indiana's going to inbound the ball. They trail 34-27, 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Gateway looks like they are going to put some pressure on the Indians.
You got to keep contact with them right here. So that's another turnover that just goes for a layup.
Here's Aaron Webb. He lobs it over to Darius. Back to Will Olson. Gets it over the timeline. Puts it between his legs. Gets it to Aaron. Jab step. Shot. Looked like he got hit. They didn't call a foul, but Coach Lansbury wants a tip ball, and he didn't get it.
Yeah, even Aaron looked at the official and said that somebody got it coming off his hand.
All right, here come the Gators now. Here's Viveris. There's McCrum, and he drives baseline up and good.
That's too easy.
Indiana's got to settle things down here.
Yep, nine in a row for Gateway.
Here's Brocious with a three, in and out. Good rebound by Darius. Goes up, no good. Rebound by Aaron. He pulls it out. He looks to drive. He gets blocked, and the foul's called. Aaron's going to go to the line to shoot two. The Gateway fans do not like that call at all. Marvin Howard, that's his second. That'll be the third foul on the Gators. Aaron will go to the line to shoot two. First one's up and good.
Breaks the 9-0 run.
Jace Brocious checks in. And we're going to have the media timeout. Indiana trails 36-28. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Cold nights don't wait for business hours, and neither does Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. When your heat goes out, Denny and the Anderson's team are there, even after hours, treating your family and your situation like their own. Honest, compassionate, and dependable service calls and repairs. Comfort and safety at home is their focus, and you are their priority. Trust the family that Indiana has trusted for years. Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning. 724-465-8923. PA License 677.
We all know life can get tough. Maybe it's a legal battle you never saw coming, a criminal charge, a family dispute, or planning for the future. In those moments, you need someone who truly cares. I'm Patrick Doherty. I've spent my career standing beside good people through difficult times. Whether it's criminal defense, real estate, estate planning, or family law, my wife Amy and I are here to fight and guide you forward. When life gets tough, you don't have to face it alone. Call the gold-winning team of the Law Office of Patrick Doherty.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
And welcome back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth here at Gateway High School. Indiana trails 36-28, 3:21 to play here in the third. Aaron Webb is at the line, shooting the second of two foul shots.
Yeah, just broke the 9-0 run. Now Indiana needs to string together some stops here and get on a run of their own.
And that shot is up and good. 36-29. Webb now has 12. Jace Brocious guards Viveris. They get it out to Nichols. Back to McCrumman, guarded by Allison now. Drive to the lane, blocked. Here comes Darius on the run. Pulls it up to Aaron. A lot of contact, no call. Back to Ty Allison. Here comes Will, juking and jiving up. Floater good. Will Olson.
Slick little move.
Here's Jace Brocious now, guards Viveris.
Let's get another stop.
Gets it over to Nichols, into the corner down low now. And they throw it away. There's your turnover, Tony. And let's see, they're going to check into the game. Number three is John Ward.
It's only the sixth turnover.
And we got a timeout by Gateway. Indiana trails 36-31, 2:24 to play here in the third. We'll take a timeout. Indiana basketball presented by IRMC.
These days, protein is everywhere. But when it comes to protein that's pure, natural, and packed with power, nothing beats whole milk. One glass of whole milk delivers high-quality protein your body can really use to build strength, repair muscles, and keep you going strong. So sure, sprinkle, sip, and snack all you want, but for the original protein drink, reach for whole milk for whole nutrition.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, Tony, we're back in the S&T Bank broadcast booth.
Good possession here.
High atop the court here at Gateway. Good vantage point. Ty Allison will inbound the ball for Indiana. Gets it into the backcourt to Aaron Webb. And he turns it over. And McCrommon's going the other way. Vaveras missed the layup. Let's see. We're going to have a foul called. Let's see where it's going.
Going offense.
They're going over the back on the Gators, I believe. They called it on McCrommon. That's his first. That's the team's fourth. They get it in. Here comes Olsen now. Gets it up to Jace Brocious. Gets it out to Olsen. Skips it over to Aaron. Three ball up. Yep. Count it. Well, here comes Vaveras now, guarded by Jace Brocious. Indiana needs another stop. 36-34, 147, and they're going to get a turnover. Yes, indeed. And they're going to bring back Isaiah Allah and Chris Settles.
It's three stops in a row. Indiana's converted off each one on a 7-0 run here.
36-34, 144 to play here in the third. Ball's inbounded to Olsen. Gets it to Aaron Webb. He's guarded by McCrommon and poked away. Saved by Aaron. Back to Aaron. Looks underneath to Darius. Give and go. Ah. Ball's on the floor. It looked good until it didn't, but there's Jace Brocious with a steal. Here come the Indians the other way. He turns it over. Aye, aye, aye. And here come the Gators. Drives. There's Settles from the elbow. Rolls it up and good. 38-34, the Gators. 102 to play here in the third. Here's Will Olsen. Gets it over the timeline. Gives it to Aaron Webb. Ty Allison got knocked out of bounds. That was by Nichols. Indiana fans wanted a foul call. Ty Allison will inbound. It gets it to Darius Webb. Up to Will Olsen. 48 seconds to play here in this third quarter. There's Olsen. Gets a pick by Webb. Goes up and in. Nice dipsy-do. How do you do, Tony?
I tell you what, he's had a nice game.
28 seconds. 38-36, the Gators lead. Jace Brocious is guarding Vaveras. Here's Settles. He drives. Ooh. Backdoor cut. Nice move. Two for Allah. Aaron at the buzzer. No good. At the end of three, Gateway leads Indiana 40-36. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive-thru winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
AM 1450 WDAD.
Well, that was a pretty active third quarter, Tony. Both teams had extended runs. 40-36, the Gators lead. They will have possession of the ball to start this fourth quarter.
Yeah, Gateway had a 9-0 run there. Indiana answered with a 7-0 run, then traded buckets, and Gateway got the last one of the half.
Here are the Gators now. They get it in. That's Nichols. It's
to Settles, to Allah, to McCrommon, guarded by Ty Allison. There's a three ball, short. Rebounded by Viveris. Hands it off to Settle. Short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Will Olson. Here come the Indians. They try to go into Aaron and stolen away by Nichols.
15th turnover.
There's McCrommon. They pull it back out of here. Settles. To Allah on the block. Gives it back to Settles.
He traveled.
That'll be a turnover by the Gators.
It's nine turnovers for Gateway.
Drew Brocious checks in, replaces his brother Jace. Jace gave solid minutes in the end of that third quarter. Allison inbounds the ball to Olson. They pick him up at the foul line. Gets it over to Allison. Again, almost a turnover. They trying to get it inside, and they just... The Gators are jumping those interior passes.
The Indiana tried to rush there. They had a 5-on-4 and just didn't get the pass through.
Here's Olson now. Gets it to Darius. Here comes Aaron now. And we're going to have a foul on McCrommon. That'll be his second. That'll be the team's first. Inbounded it off the jump. Three ball. Count it. Aaron Webb. Right off the inbounds, turning what you want to see. Here's Viveris now. Drives, Settles. Short jumper, rolls it in. Chris Settles. Here's Olson. Gets tipped, it'll stay Indiana ball. Tipped by the Gators. Indiana does not need to be in a hurry here, Tony. Sometimes it feels like the Gateway guards are speeding up Indiana's guards.
Yeah, you're in a one-possession game.
Three ball by Aaron, no good. Rebounded by Darius, and one! Darius Webb with the putback, and that's going to send him to the line.
It's just Darius' second field goal, right?
Yes. And that foul for, that's on Jackson Navarez. That'll be their second, his second. Darius shoots the first one up, and it's good on the three-point play. Allah checks out, Harper checks in for the Gators.
Yeah, we got a tie game with six to go.
42-42, that's what you want if you're Andy Lansbury. Keep it close and win it at the end. All right, the Gators have it in the half court. There's Settles. Picks up his dribble. Guarded by Brocious. Gets it to McCrommon, who's guarded by Allison. Good defense by Ty Allison. There's... Shuttles it into Harper. Three ball by Viveris. No good. But possession to the Gators. There's Settles with a jumper. No good off the back iron. Tipped. And Indiana controls. Here comes Aaron Webb now. He drives down low, and we got a foul called. That's going to be another foul on McCrommon. They called it on the floor, but that's going to be Bruce's third. 42-42, 5:31 to play. Indiana will inbound the ball under their bucket.
Timeout, Gateway.
Timeout, Gateway. We'll take one with you. You're tied up. 5:31 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
Well, Tony, I misjudged. I thought we had a 30, but they gave him a full, so that's a fine. 42-42, 5:31 to go. You know, Indiana's done a good job of clawing back into this thing.
Yeah, but a good job by Gateway with the timeout. Their main guy just picked up his third foul. Indiana's going to inbound the ball. I don't think they wanted him to pick up his fourth there right away with 5.5 minutes to go in this game.
Yeah, now if you're Indiana, you want to look for one of those inbounds plays, get it to Aaron Webb, and hopefully you can get a clean look.
Yeah, last time they got caught with an offensive foul coming off the screen.
So this is 42-42, 5:31. Will Olson will inbound the ball for the Indians. Brocious cuts, and they go deep to Aaron. He's guarded now by Settles. Here's Olson over to Drew Brocious. There's Aaron Webb in the corner. Picks up his dribble, gets it back to Drew Brocious. Back to Will Olson. He'll set up their offense. Here's Darius Webb. Gets it to Will Olson. Here's Aaron. Step back three. Foul called. He's going to go to the line and shoot three, Tony.
Yep. Chance to take the lead here with 4:56 to go.
Let's see. That foul, I believe, is on zero. That would be Nehemiah Nichols. That should be his third. That will be the team's third. No, team's fourth.
Yeah, it was a nice patient possession there by Indiana. Missed the first.
He'll get two more. That one's good. ...43-42 Indiana leads. Here's the third attempt. So Aaron gets two out of three. 44-42 Indiana leads. 4:55 to play. Here's Jax Riveras for the Gators. Gets it over to Chris Settles. To McCrommon, guarded by Ty Allison. There's Settles now. Back to Viveras. There's McCrommon. Three ball off the back iron, but it's corralled by Harper. There's Viveras. He dribble drives, goes to the baseline. Viveras from the corner. They bring it back up top. Gets it to McCrommon, and we're going to have a foul. I think Darius came in and just got the body on him. Oh, they're going to call that on Ty, I believe. Yep, that's going to be Ty Allison's third. But that's Indiana's first.
Yeah, and how about Ty bringing the defense against their 6'7 guy?
And we got a timeout on the floor by Indiana. We'll take one with you. Indiana leads 44-42, 4:18 to go. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
Winter in Pennsylvania can be beautiful, but if your home or business isn't insulated, it can feel brutal. This winter, keep the cold where it belongs, outside. At ClimaShield Spray Foam, we're locally owned with years of experience insulating residential and commercial buildings with high-performance spray foam. Say goodbye to drafts and high energy bills, and hello to real comfort all winter long. Free estimates available now. Call 724-968-4775. That's 724-968-4775. Or visit ClimaShieldSprayFoam.com.
Drive through winter and save big at Luther Ford. Right now at Luther Ford, lease a new 2026 Ford Escape Active. Now from just $399 a month. Equipped, not stripped. Or lease a new 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend Edition. Now from just $344 a month. Both with no money down and everyone qualifies. But hurry, the Luther Ford drive through winter sales event ends soon. Luther Ford, two locations, Route 119 Homer City and Admiral Perry Highway, Evansburg.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Gateway inbounds the ball. Here's Viveras at the wing. He's guarded by Jace Brocious. Drive by Nichols, no good. Kicks it out. There's Viveras. And he's going to get fouled by Jace Brocious. And they're going to say he was shooting there, Tony.
Yeah, I think that's the right call.
That'll be Jace's second, team second. Viveras goes to the line. He'll shoot two. First shot is up and out. No
box
good.
Out and rebound. Don't give him anything cheap off a missed free throw.
Here's Viveras. He'll get a second. That one's up and good. There's Olsen now. Gets it over the timeline. Gets it to Aaron Webb. Oh. Aaron turns it over. Here's McCrawman. Three ball is up. In and out. Rebounded by Darius. Aaron has the ball now. Brings it up the court. 3:38. Indiana leads 44 and it's stolen again. Layup no good. But it's controlled and we're going to get a foul. That's going to be Ty Allison's fourth. Oh, what a disastrous possession for the Indians on back-to-back. Fortunately, they didn't give up any points.
Yeah, the only thing good about that was the Gateway player was a little bit nervous with Aaron Webb there coming down trying to block that shot. Well, Aaron gave up on it. And,
We have the media timeout. Indiana leads 44-43, 3:30 to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
We see you. Your calendar's color-coded. Your outfit for tomorrow is already laid out. You have everything in Tupperware labeled in your fridge. You buy in bulk. You meal prep. You know what you're doing in 2027. You're a planner. And we're here to say you don't have to do it all. S&T Bank makes banking easy. From our friendly team to our online and mobile solutions, we do more so you can do less. Stop by your local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank. Member FDIC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get the 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
AM 1450 WDAD.
And we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Now listen, after the game, don't go anywhere. We're going to have the 5-star Mitsubishi postgame, the fifth quarter, presented by 5-star Mitsubishi of Altoona. And we'll also have the Sheasley Electric player of the game. Lots to play here, though, Tony. 3:30, Indiana leads by one. Three ball off the inbound, and that's good. That's John Ward with a three. Right off the inbounds. Gateway goes up 46-44. Here's Darius on a little turnaround jumper. No good. Rebounded by Harper. Here come the Gators. They're going to slow it up. 46-44, 3 minutes to go. That was a big three off the inbounds. Here's Viveras. Poked away. There's Nichols. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Aaron Webb. Here come the Indians. Ty Allison has it on the wing. Gives it to Aaron. Here's Darius. Oh. Up and in. No good. Rolled in and out. Indiana trails by two. 46-44. Here's Viveras. Guarded by Olsen. Got to get a stop here. Indiana's bench won an illegal screen on Gateway. No call. 2 minutes to play. And Gateway's just going to go slow down.
And what Indiana did here, midway through the third quarter, they put Ty Allison, 5'11", on the 6'7 player from Gateway. And it's been effective.
Problem is now Allison's got four fouls.
Right.
Minute 48, 46-44. Gateway's perfectly content to hold this. There's a shot by Viveras, no good. Aaron Webb gets it up the court. Timeout by Indiana. And we'll take one with you. Indiana trails 46-44, 1:38 to play. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
Hey, pizza lovers. The team from Bob's Pizza wants to give a big shout-out and a slice of good luck to the Indiana basketball teams as they compete on the hardwood in the playoffs. To these amazing athletes and coaches, Bob's Pizza is sending you all the positive vibes and encouragement. Bob's believes in your passion, dedication, and teamwork. And to the listeners, why not pick up some Bob's Pizza or a famous Wapaho sub today? Bob's Pizza and playoff basketball, a winning combination. Good luck, Indiana, from your friends at Bob's Pizza.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth, Tony. Minute 38 left. Indiana's down by two.
Yep, you come out here, you run your best play. Run your best play at them. Let's see what they can get out of Aaron Webb here.
Drew Brocious will inbound the ball right in front of Indiana's bench. Aaron Webb is down on the block. He's guarded by McCrommon. They get it to Aaron. He's out. He looks to drive. Drives the lane. Stop. Layup. No good. Follows. He got fouled. He's going to go to the line.
Nice job staying with it.
That foul is going to be on number 10, I believe. Howard will check it. Aaron's going to go to the line to shoot two. They haven't put it up yet. First one's up, no good.
Was on 10, that's his third. Yes.
.46-44, 1:27. Webb at the line. Shots up, and that one's good.
See if we can get a turnover here.
1:21, Indiana trails, 46-45.
Yeah, you got to jump out there on him. You can't let him stand
out. Yeah, you
out
can't
there.
Let him eat time. Indiana has two fouls to give. Timeout Gateway. We'll take one with you. Indiana trails, 46-45, minute two to play. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
When the game is on the line, the Indiana High Indians bring the energy, and so does Sheasley Electric. For years, Sheasley Electric has been a proud part of this community, keeping homes bright and businesses running. When you need reliable electrical service, call the hometown team that never stops delivering. Sheasley Electric, proud sponsors of Indiana basketball and the electrifying player of the game. So stay tuned after the final buzzer to hear who lit up the court. Sheasley Electric, PA license number 5950. Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back here in the S&T Bank broadcast booth. A minute two to play. We'll set the stage. 46-45, Gateway leads. Indiana has three fouls, so they got to they have two to give. If Gateway fouls, Indiana goes to the line. They have five fouls. Inbounded by Settles. Gets it to Harper. Boy, they're on the line, almost turned it over. Here's Ty Allison guarding McCrommon. He looks to drive. Ty has four fouls. He cannot foul. Darius comes over and he fouls Harper. 45 seconds to go. That's Darius's second. That's the team's fourth.
Yeah, so Gateway will be shooting on the next one. Indiana going to try for a turnover here so they can get something on the inbounds.
Aaron guards the inbounds, settles to trigger it in. Just gets it in to Ward. They have him trapped. Ball's away. Here comes Darius. Aaron Webb with a dunk! Oh, look out, Loretta. Here comes the Gators. Indiana leads by one. 47-46, 26 seconds. Ty Allison's guarding McCrommon. Three ball is up by McCrommon. No good. Indiana rebounds. Aaron Webb kicks it up to Olson. 12 seconds.
Pick it back up. There you go.
And he's going to be fouled and go to the line. 9.5 seconds to play. Indiana leads 47-46. Let's see who that foul is on, Tony. And you can hear the Indiana student section going crazy down there. Really nice representation by Indiana tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, nice job by Will Olson coming down on that fast break, just putting it up there for Aaron Webb to go up and get it. And now he's going to the free throw line.
He'll shoot two. Oh, missed
the first.
It. These foul shots are so critical, only up one. 9.5 seconds.
Timeout Gateway.
Timeout. And we're going to keep it right here, Tony. So, 47-46. Indiana took the lead on a breakaway steal by Darius. Got it to Olson. Lobbed it up to Aaron for a beautiful dunk. And then they got a stop on defense. Now Olsen's at the line. He missed the first one.
Yeah, Indiana hasn't taken many turnovers like that the other way, but they got it there at a crucial moment. Just 10 turnovers on Gateway. Indiana in with 16.
I look at the defensive change by Coach Lansbury to put Ty Allison on McCrommon. He's been limited to 5 points in this half.
Yeah, and he really hasn't had a whole lot of looks either, and he made that switch about halfway through the third quarter there when Gateway went on that 9-0 run, and Indiana turns around, 7-0 run, and we got a ball game.
All right, Will Olson, he's going to try to make this. If he makes this, then Gateway needs to hit a three to try to win it or maybe force overtime. And our view's obstructed, but it's the coach's mom and dad, so we'll let it. We'll let them go.
Well, all the action is going to be down here on the other end because we're going to shoot a free throw here. Let's see if he can make this.
Yeah.
Tell you, well, just
a couple free throws that Indiana just hasn't been able to capitalize on.
Yeah, Aaron missed one earlier.
All right, so Will Olson goes to the line, 47-46. Shot is up, and it's good.
Now Indiana timeout.
All right, we will take a break. Indiana leads 48-46, 9.5 seconds. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
AM 1450
WDAD. Hey, Tony, stay tuned now for the 5-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter. Their logo or slogan is, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, come on. 48-46, the 12 seed Indiana leads Gateway with 9.5 seconds to go.
Gateway's
got to go
the
length of the floor. So Indiana does not want to give up a three.
And you don't want to foul.
No.
I wish they had that foul that they gave back here.
It made sense at the time.
It sure did.
But now you just want to do good defense, make the Gators force a shot that they don't want. Indiana student section is going crazy down there.
Well, Indiana switched up the defense. They got
Webb
back on their big guy.
Here's Viveris. Gets it to McCrawman. He dribbles. Goes into the lane and up. And lays it in with, ties it up. And we're going to overtime. McCrawman went the length of the floor. Hey, that's what big time players do. We're tied. We're going to go into overtime. 48-48 is our score. Let's take a quick break. We'll reset it for overtime. You're listening to Indiana Basketball, presented by IRMC.
We love sports, but sometimes they don't love us back. If you've twisted that ankle, wrenched that knee, or banged up that shoulder, IRMC Sports Medicine can help. Concussions, fractures, other musculoskeletal problems, getting you back in the game and improving your performance and health, that's what it's all about. Call 888-452-IRMC. IRMC Sports Medicine in the Human Motion Institute on the IRMC campus.
Classic Hits 1450.
WDAD.
Over the smaller guy.
All right, so we're back here in the S&T Bank broadcast booth getting ready for overtime. Indiana 48, Gateway 48. Gateway, Bruce McCrawman scored right at the buzzer. And we play a four-minute overtime. Indiana's out on the court. They're five original starters.
Yeah, give him credit. He was, you know, 25, 27 feet from the bucket, put the ball
yep.
on the floor and got there. Nobody from Indiana stepped in on the help defense.
Yeah, they needed help defense. All right, Aaron Webb will jump it up against McCrawman. It's Harper, Nichols, Settles, Viveris, and McCrawman. For Indiana, it's Webb, Brocious, Allison, and Olson.
And Allison with four fouls, so he's got to be careful. Let's see if they put him back on the big guy.
Tip, possession to Gateway. Settles, gets it to McCrawman. He drives. Throws up a crazy shot. Tipped. Going for it is Brocious.
Timeout. Gateway
timeout.
Got the
timeout. Gateway. Wow. All right. We'll take one with them. 48-48. You're listening to Indiana Basketball presented by IRMC.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
WDAD Indiana.
All right, we're back inside the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Stay tuned for the 5-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter. Actually, it's going to be the sixth quarter,
yeah,
I guess.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, we got overtime here. 3:48 to play. Gateway has the ball. Right, they'll inbound it in front of their bench. Indiana has four fouls. Gateway has five, so if they foul Indiana, Indiana will go to the line, and technically so will Gateway if Indiana commits a foul. Ty Allison has four for the Indians.
He's on the big man.
He's back on McCrawman. And they get the ball into Viveris. He's guarded by Will Olson. They're looking to get this ball to McCrawman, and they do. They switch it up now. Here's Settles. Back to McCrawman. He's guarded by Allison. He drives. Goes to the bucket, lays it up, short.
Gets
his own rebound, and then Aaron fouls him. Aaron had the ball in his hands and just couldn't secure the rebound, and McCrawman gets it and goes up. He'll shoot two. That foul's on Aaron Webb.
Yeah, McCrawman stuck with that one.
Yep, that's his third. That'll put the Gators into the bonus. He was shooting anyway. McCrawman will go to the line to shoot two. And that's in and good. And the second one is in and out. Rebounded by Allison. 49-48. Gateway leads Indiana. Here comes Will Olson over the timeline. Here's Darius at the top of the key. He's harassed by Harper. Takes him to the bucket, lays it up and in. Darius Webb. Here's Vivaris now. Indiana 50, Gateway 49. 2:52 to play. Alal looks to go to the scorer's table to check back in. There's Allison now. Now Drew Brocious is on McCrommon. Turnover by McCrommon. He carried it. Boy, you don't see that anymore, do you?
No, you don't.
But it was right in front of him. He had no choice but to call it. Harper checks out. Alaa checks in.
Boy, and give Indiana scores credit there. You know, Brocious ends up on him there.
Yeah.
Just got underneath him.
Here comes Will Olson now. He's guarded by Vivaris. Gets it to Aaron Webb. Gets it over to Drew Brocious. Oh, no.
Pass.
Here comes McCrommon now. Gets it into Settles. Foul line jumper, no good. Ty Allison with the rebound. He's trapped in the corner. Oh, no, he threw it under his own bucket. McCrommon with the two. Don't ever throw it in back under your own bucket. What do we got? McCrommon's on the floor. I'm not sure what this call's all about.
I did not see what happened there.
I don't know if there's a foul or if he just got hurt on the bucket. Gateway leads 51-50. McCrommon's up, but he is hobbled. I don't know if he landed weird.
No, he didn't. He was. I just watching the replay over here. He was standing, and then all of a sudden, it's like his right leg just kind of started to give out.
Wow. Well, he hasn't come out of the game all night, I don't believe. If it has, it's been only very limited. 51-50, Gateway leads Indiana. And that right there, Tony, that was another just inexcusable turnover.
Yep.
Ty did a great job getting the rebound. He's trapped in the corner, but he tries to throw it back towards Gateway's basket, and McCrommon just stepped in front of Aaron and picked it off. Easy layup.
Yeah, probably the wise thing to do there, use a timeout,
right.
Reset.
And Gateway's in a full court pressure now.
See if they can take advantage of this with the big guy on the bench.
Yeah, after a made bucket, he can run the baseline. There's Aaron in the corner. Gives it to Olson. 2 minutes to play, 51-50 Gateway leads. Here's Olson, looks to drive. Lays it into Aaron. Aaron turns, up, no good. Fights, here come the Gators. Vivaris with the rebound. He looks to drive, takes it to the bucket. Swatted up, no good. Gets his own putback. Here's Olson now, 53-50. A minute 30. Aaron Webb for three. Short, no good. Ty Allison with the rebound. Kicks it out.
That.
Olson, three ball, no good. Gateway gets the rebound. Throws it ahead. Foul called on Will Olson. No bucket. He's going to send Alaa to the line, however. 114, 53, 50. Gateway leads.
Well, these are big. Make it a two-possession game. With that turnover, just that's just a killer.
Yep.
They had possession with a one-point lead.
That foul is on Will Olson, his third. First shot's no good.
Box out and rebound here.
1:14 to play. Alaa with his second. Shot's up, and that's good. Indiana's trailing by four. Here comes Will Olson. Turnover.
No, nobody left.
Now Gateway's going to just hold it. They got Indiana's going to have to foul eventually. because Settles is just going to dribble it around. Foul called on Olsen. That'll be his fourth. Favaris will go to the line. And, you know, the crazy part of this is, Tony, this is all happening with their guy, Bruce McCrumman, on the bench.
Yeah, yeah. But the turnovers just killers. That's 19 turnovers.
Favaris will go to the line. He'll shoot two. First one's no good. 54.7, Indiana trails by four. Here's the second shot. No good. Darius with the rebound. And a foul's called. That's going to put Darius to the line, Tony.
Yes, it is.
With no time coming off, 50.8 seconds.
Yeah, those are two big misses. Keeps you in it.
That foul is by Viveris. That's his third. Darius at the line to shoot two.
Staring into their student section.
Missed no it. Good, back iron. Boy, they're getting killed at the line, and here comes McCrumman.
Yeah, you know, 19 turnovers, they had three of them in overtime.
Yep.
Short.
And they rebounded by Settle. Gets it to McCrumman. Indiana's going to have to foul. I mean, here comes McCrumman. Way too easy.
Oh,
in and out.
Out.
No good. 54-50. Aaron Webb just turned it over. Another turnover. Here's Favaris. Buckets up and good. 56-50. They got to shoot a three. There it is. No good. Gateway leads by six with 12.5.
Well, I'll tell you what. Heck of an effort by Indiana here tonight.
Yeah, it really was.
Just turnovers. Killers.
Here's McCrumman now. Indiana's just going to let him dribble it out. All right, stay tuned for the fifth quarter presented by five-star Mitsubishi of Altoona. Indiana falls to Gateway 56-50 here at Gateway High School. And we'll be back with our postgame show after this.
Tonight's broadcast is proudly underwritten by the Indiana Area School District, committed to supporting our students, our schools, and the entire community. From academics and athletics to the arts and extracurriculars, the Indiana Area School District believes in creating opportunities that help students succeed both in and out of the classroom. Their support helps bring you coverage of local student athletes and keeps our community connected. The Indiana Area School District, investing in education, teamwork, and a stronger community for today and tomorrow. Enjoy tonight's coverage of the Indians.
When the game is on the line, the Indiana High Indians bring the energy, and so does Sheasley Electric. For years, Sheasley Electric has been a proud part of this community. Keeping homes bright and businesses running when you need reliable electrical service, call the hometown team that never stops delivering. Sheasley Electric, proud sponsors of Indiana basketball and the electrifying player of the game. So stay tuned after the final buzzer to hear who lit up the court. Sheasley Electric, PA license number 5950.
AM 1450 WDAD.
Yeah, probably that was.
All right, we're back on the five-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter. Five-star Mitsubishi of Altoona. It doesn't get any better than this. Well, for all but about 9 seconds, Tony, Indiana was in the money, and then when it got to overtime, it just got away from them. The turnovers are the story here tonight.
Yeah, they had 20 turnovers for the game, and four of those came in overtime, so they just kind of shot themselves in the foot there. Didn't give themselves a chance on those possessions in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we talked coming in, we talked about the McCrumman versus Webb matchup, and it lived up to its billing. You know, McCrumman got kind of slowed down there, until the very end. And he was held to 5 points in that fourth quarter. Actually seven, because he scored two right at the buzzer. But, and Aaron Webb did what Aaron Webb does for Indiana. And, we talk about the Sheasley electrifying player of the game. I'd say the most electrifying play of the game was when Indiana took the lead near the end of the game, the end of the fourth quarter, on the fast break lob from Olsen to Aaron Webb on the jam. It was really one of the only times Indiana got out in transition and was able to get Aaron with the dunk. But just tremendous effort by Indiana tonight to, 12-5 on the road, hostile crowd. They hung right with the Gators.
Yeah, and we were talking about their guards coming in and how they were going to face the pressure. I don't know how many turnovers their guards had. I don't remember a whole lot by them, but, Ty Allison coming out and playing defense on their big guy. And then just running good offense and finding the open man. And I thought their guards did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, their guards did a good job. And, we were concerned coming in, could Indiana's guards hold up against
right.
Gateway's guards?
Right.
And, they just got hurried. They seemed to try to play too quick at times. And that's, in the end, that's what is going to hurt them.
Yeah, and then, you look at Gateway. I think this is the ultimate survive and advance game for them. I don't think they came out and, played particularly well tonight. I'm sure that they don't think they did. Now, I think Indiana had a lot to do with that. But they survived and advanced.
Yeah, and, that's what you hope to do in the playoffs. And, unfortunately for Indiana, this is the end of the road for the Indiana boys. They're going to finish 13-9 on the season. Gateway improved to 16-7, and they will advance here in the WPIL playoffs. So we'll take one more break, and then we'll wrap things up here from Gateway High School. You're listening to Indiana Basketball. Indiana falls to Gateway here tonight, 56-50.
Hey, pizza lovers. The team from Bob's Pizza wants to give a big shout-out and a slice of good luck to the Indiana basketball teams as they compete on the hardwood in the playoffs. To these amazing athletes and coaches, Bob's Pizza is sending you all the positive vibes and encouragement. Bob's believes in your passion, dedication, and teamwork. And to the listeners, why not pick up some Bob's Pizza or a famous Wapaho sub today? Bob's Pizza and playoff basketball, a winning combination. Good luck, Indiana, from your friends at Bob's Pizza.
Indiana Moose Lodge 174 has been a longtime supporter of our community's youth programs, including youth sports, high school sports, and college scholarship grants. They are especially proud of their programs to protect children in need, including school for at-risk youth called Moose Heart. Their partnership with first responders with their Tommy Moose kits. Not a member? Ask a member how to join or visit mooseintl.org. Good luck to all the teams from Indiana Moose Lodge 174.
Does winter feel like Groundhog's Day over and over again? Same cold mornings, same old cars, same routine. This February, break the cycle. Forget your shadow and get to 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona for up to $12,000 off and available 0% APR up to 72 months. Plus, you get the best warranty on the planet and the best buying and ownership experience you'll ever have. 5-star Mitsubishi Altoona.
Doesn't get better than this.
Classic Hits 1450
WDAD.
And welcome back here on the 5-star Mitsubishi fifth quarter. Actually, as we said earlier, it was the sixth because this game went into overtime as Indiana falls to Gateway 56-50 on the road in the first round of the WPIL 5A playoffs. Gateway will advance, and they will play the winner of Penn Trafford and Moon. That game will be played on Friday at a site to be determined. So, for Indiana, they were hoping, they made the playoffs last year, lost in the consolation, in the play-in game. This year they got a 12 seed. They were hoping really to be able to take that next step. Great representation by the Indiana fans here tonight and by the student section. Really tremendous support here for these Indiana Indians, but a tough way to end the season. But You know, they got a lot of these guys back next year. You feel bad for the seniors, but ultimately, you know, probably a step in the right direction for Coach Andy Lansbury and his staff. You know, they'll make corrections, and obviously the turnovers were the bugaboo tonight. Next year they'll get Dom Kowchuk back, and that'll be a big lift in their guard play. So that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Garrett Clark, our studio engineer. Thank Tony Cacagna for jumping on with me tonight, and for all of you for tuning in. Indiana falls to Gateway 56-50 in the first round of the WPIL playoffs. Have a pleasant good evening, everyone.
You've been listening to an Indiana Regional Medical Center High School Sports Night on AM 1450 WDAD, 100.3 FM, and streaming at WDADradio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by Indiana Regional Medical Center, Climate Shield, Five Star Mitsubishi, The Allied Milk Producers, Sheasley Electric, Friends of Jim Struzzi, by Indigo, also sponsored by Luther Ford Lincoln, Crimson Wealth Management, the Indiana Area School District, Friends of Joe Pittman, by the Indiana Moose Lodge 174, S&T Bank, Anderson's Heating and Air Conditioning, by the Law Office of Patrick Doherty, and by Bob's Pizza. The proceeding has been a presentation of AM 1450 WDAD.
Classic Hit Station, AM 1450 WDAD, and also on FM at 100.3.